Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Amazing. 6 or 8 months' worth of wages would have been demanded to buy enough bread to feed all of these people, these 5,000. It would have cost 6 or 8 months' wages just to buy the bread that would have been required. And yet Jesus took just a day's wages. He took the loaves, just a few, just a little bit of food, not enough to feed 5,000 plus people. And he blessed it. And then he distributed it. And he did the same with the fish. And everybody ate as much as they wanted. And when everybody was finished eating, they gathered up the leftovers. They had 12 baskets of leftovers to eat at a later time. Wow. Sounds like some covered dish dinners I've been to here, where the food keeps coming. And you think when you first see it, "Oh, there's not enough there. I think we better leave after church so that we don't eat because there's just not enough here for everybody." And when you come out and you go in there and you go through the line, it seems like there's always more than enough for everybody to eat. The overabundance of God's grace, the overabundance of God's blessings, the sufficient grace here is amazing and tells us much about the love of God in Jesus Christ for you and for me. 3 points I want to gather together today. Firstly, sometimes we think it's not going to be enough. Secondly, but Jesus knows how much we really need, and through blessing he can provide it. And thirdly, God's grace is overabundant, but none of his grace is wasted. Would you pray with me? Almighty and most gracious Father, we give you thanks and praise this day. Move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. I was in Louisiana this week. I drove to just south of Alexandria, Louisiana, which is smack dab in the middle of the state. Probably, it felt like the most humid and hot part of the state. It was like walking around in a steam bath. Here we walk around in a blow dryer. There they walk around in a steam bath. It was horrible. By the time you got from the dormitory where we were staying to the conference center where the classes and the meals and the worship all occurred, there was sweat running down your back. It was an awful, horrible, icky, sticky feeling. And we got there, left out early on Wednesday morning, and I got there and got my room set up and had the staff meeting with the other teachers and the dean of the school, and we were waiting for more of the students to start arriving, and they started coming in a flood, and my first class was Wednesday evening. And as I was sitting there in the opening worship service, I began to realize that I was absolutely wasted and exhausted, and I did not have enough energy to make it. I knew it. I could see it now. The first class that I ever teach in the Louisiana School of Missions is going to be a bomb. It's going to be horrible. And they're never going to ask me back. And my name's going to be mud throughout the entire denomination because I'm going to fall asleep in my own class. Pretty bad when your teacher falls asleep in his own class. And on top of that, I went there expecting 25 to 30 to maybe 40 total students. I had been told the minimum will be between 25 and 30, and the actual number will be closer to 40. So come prepared for 40. And I get there, and they come up, and they said, "Well, we've got a problem. One of our teachers can't be here. So you're going to have about 60. We put you in a bigger room. Do you have enough materials?" "No." So we had to beg, borrow, steal, whatever, to get more folders and run off more copies of all the information that the students needed to go through their class. So I'm exhausted, wiped out, opening worship. I'm sitting there falling to sleep in the middle of the sermon. Preachers do that too, by the way. There are some times when I realize that some sermons are better left unpreached. And this was one of them. And I'm sitting there falling asleep, not knowing where in the world I'm going to get the energy that I need to get through just the opening session, much less the rest of the week. Get up after the worship service, sing the closing hymn, stand up for Jesus. Everybody else is around me excited, energetic, and I'm sitting there going, stand up for Jesus. And I go off to my class and I go in there not knowing where I'm going to get the energy from. Somebody hands me a Coca-Cola, smart thing to do. That didn't help, believe it or not. And then come the students. Excited, interested to meet a new teacher, interested in the study, interested in what we were going to be looking at, interested in getting to know each other, interested in what they were doing there, energetic and alive and happy to be there. And as we began the study, and as we started talking and looking at the scripture lesson for that day, I began to feel a sense of energy and strength and peace come flowing back into my life. I began wondering if I was going to be able to make it through the day. I began doubting, thinking that what I had, my few loaves and fishes, were not going to get me through. I began wondering if the strength that I had in front of me was going to be sufficient. We all face times like that. When we wonder, when we wake up and we face the day and we think, "I'd rather just crawl back into that bed. I don't want to get up. I don't want to take that shower. I don't want to eat breakfast. I don't want to get in the car. I don't want to drive to work. I don't want to do another day's labor. I want to crawl back in that bed, pull the sheets over my head, and hide from the world. Because my few loaves and fish simply aren't enough to see me through this day. The strength isn't there." We all face moments like that, my friends. When we wonder, when we doubt, that we have the strength, the ability to carry through the day. And I'm going to tell you something. In all honesty, we're right. We don't have the strength. We don't have the ability on our own to see it through the day. And Jesus knows this. Jesus knows it. Jesus knows how much we really need Him. People do indeed need the Lord. And through His blessing, He provides what we need. He provides the strength, the energy, the vision, the insight, the will, the hope, the joy, the love, the rejoicing that we need to be able to succeed and to achieve and to do that which He has before us. Not by our own strength and ability, but by the miraculous grace and blessing of Christ, we can fulfill the will that God has for us. The first point, as I began, is simple. Sometimes we think we can't make it. We're right, we can't. But Jesus knows this. The second point, Jesus knows this. And through His blessing, He provides what we need. But not just a meager ration, not just a minimum amount, not just the limited little bit that we need to make it, not just a little shove, a little push that we need, but overabundantly He supplies what we need, what we think we need sometimes even, to get the job that He has for us done. That's what happened here. He provided grace overabundant of their need. From insufficient supply, miraculously, 12 baskets full of broken pieces. Piece the pieces back together, you'd have more than the number of the loaves and more than the number of fish that they started with. Miraculous oversupply so that they were all fed and the leftovers equaled more than what they began with. Wow. God provides overabundantly what we need. But His grace is not wasted. His grace is gathered together. His grace is never wasted unless we fail to respond in faith. Are you failing to gather together the crumbs, the bits, the pieces of God's grace that He has lavished upon you? Are you failing to gather into baskets, spiritual, metaphorical baskets, the leftovers of God's grace in your life, that beyond which you need to then give to others? Are you failing and wasting God's grace? Are you following the admonition here and gathering together the leftovers of God's grace into baskets to share with others? God provides us more than we need so that we can take the overabundant supply out those doors back there and to others. Had a few people ask me about those doors. Why are they clear? Wouldn't it be nicer if they were solid and you wouldn't see the glare from the streets and the cars going by? And it's rather evident from up here. I mean, there's a lot of activity out there on Sunday mornings. My friends, I love it because I can see out to why we are here. We're here to be filled, to be strengthened, to be empowered, to be equipped by the grace of God, by His miraculous supply, to then take that supply, that overabundance of grace, out through those doors to people who are hungry for the real presence of Jesus Christ in their lives. That is our calling, friends. We're not just here for ourselves. Oh, certainly we're here to be fed. We're not just here for ourselves alone. Yes, we're here to be taught. We're not just here to be edified and filled with grace and have a nice time. We are here to be filled, to be fed, to be taught, so that we can then accomplish the mission that Jesus has for each and every one of us. The mission of making disciples of Jesus Christ, of reaching out with the overabundance of God's grace given to us, to others, to share that grace with those who are so hungry and who need the Lord. People, as the choir sang, people need the Lord. You and I, we need the Lord. This city needs the Lord. And we have been given an overabundant supply of God's grace in this church, in our sisters and brothers, in those who pray daily for us, in those who serve with hands and hearts of love, in those who read Scripture, in those who lead worship, in those who sing hymns, in those who work daily for the life of this church. We are graced by the fellowship together that we have, not just when we meet to eat meals, but when we meet to serve others. We are graced with so many wonderful means of grace to receive an overabundant flow of God's love. When we pray, when we sing, when we gather together, when we read and study the holy word of God and hear it proclaimed, my friends, we are gathering in the overabundance of God's grace to then take it forth outside those glass doors and into a world that needs to hear the gospel. I invite you to come today to the table of the Lord. I know the bulletin doesn't say we're having communion. We're not having communion next Sunday because I'll be gone. We're going to have communion the second Sunday of September, August, second Sunday of August. We're going to have it today too. Why? Because God's overabundant supply of grace is too precious to leave scattered around. We are to gather it in and receive it ourselves and then take it to others. Come to the table of the Lord today to receive God's overabundant grace for you, for the person seated next to you, and for every person outside those doors. Oh, I'm not worthy to come and receive communion. No one is. We come to be made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. We come to eat and drink in faith and receive into ourselves the real presence of Jesus, to then take Him out those doors for others to see and know how much God loves them. Come to the table of the Lord today. Receive this blessed sacrament, this overabundant means of grace. Gather in the scraps of God's grace in your life so that you can then give to others the overabundance of God's love for you. Come today to this table. Feel no barrier between you and God's grace. Having heard it proclaimed, having sung it with your lips, having prayed it with your soul, come and receive it again and afresh and anew. The overabundant supply of the blessed elements that Jesus has to give. Receive the gathered grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may the people of God say, Amen.